Support for Here and Now comes in part from the Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs around the world, uncommon heroes dedicated to the common good. Learn more at skoll.org.
Welcome back to Here and Now.
Up on the hill. People never stand, they just don't care.
This is the title song from the CD Asia, the double platinum album from the rock band Steely Dan. For more than 35 years, Steely Dan's been mixing jazz and pop in some unconventional ways, and now it's doing that live. The band, which was known for its meticulous attention to detail in the studio, is loosening up a bit. On its current international tour, Steely Dan is playing some of its classic albums in sequence, including the Asia album. But can Steely Dan recreate those detailed, highly produced sounds live? Here and Now rock critic Tim Riley checked out their live performance of Asia and is here to give us his take. Tim, welcome.
Hi.
Remind us, who is Steely Dan?
Well, Steely Dan is not one person, and it's more of a concept than it is a group. At the heart of Steely Dan is the songwriting team of Walter Becker and Donald Fagen. They met at Bard College in the late 60s, and they were intense jazz freaks, the kind of fanatics who chased down obscure records and prize outtakes, which, of course, made them outsiders to the hippies of the Woodstock era.
And so when did they really get started?
Well, they sold an early song, actually, to Barbara Streisand in the early 70s. It didn't chart, but it was on a very popular record of hers, and the song is called I Mean to Shine.
And Tim, this is Steely Dan.
It's an early Steely Dan written song, and, you know, it convinced them that they were on the right path, that they could sell songs and they could get on the charts. Within a year after selling a song to Barbara Streisand, they had two major hits in 1972, Do It Again and Reelin' in the Years, and they cracked top 40 radio with these beguiling hooks that were draped over these very fancy, intricate jazz chords. And the lyrics were bizarre. They kind of chew irony up for breakfast, and then they mastered a stylistic tightrope, sneaking jazz licks and fancy chords into sturdy pop jingles.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the year? Throwing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Well, that one's really popular.
Yeah, and you can hear, a heavy, distorted lead rock guitar on top of some acoustic piano and some jazz changes. And their career is as curious as some of their outre lyrics. For starters, they did everything backwards. In the 70s, they toured only reluctantly, and then not at all for a long time. So at the height of their first phase with the release of Asia and Gaucho in the late 70s, they had hits like Peg and Deacon Blues and FM and Hey 19. They were studio hermits in this period, and they had almost zero public profile.
She thinks I'm crazy, but I'm just growing.
How did they go from being reluctant in the 70s to perform live to where they are now?
Well, they took a long hiatus after Gaucho, and they did a lot of solo projects. But ever since the early 1990s, they've discovered a huge live audience. Their 2000 comeback album, Two Against Nature, won them a long overdue Grammy for Album of the Year. And ever since, the band has been touring every single year, as well as producing new work. And another album, Everything Must Go, followed in 2003. And both Becker and Fagen have continued doing solo projects.
Daddy's footfalls on the rain-slick streets. You try to keep up with your tiny feet. You take it easy, baby, nice and slow. Little Walter got a ways.
And this song is by Walter Becker, no relation, by the way, and it's from one of his solo projects, the title song to his 2008 CD, Circus Money. But, Tim, I want to go back to Steely Dan and the current tour. How do you think they sound playing their albums live?
You know, they hire the best players in the business, and it's not really that's not really an exaggeration. I mean, the competition to play on a Steely Dan record or tour is very intense, and they're known for being very finicky. I talked with one musician who knew a player who played on a session who said, yeah, that was a good session. Those guys are really fussy. They're intensely, they're just really every single detail, every single nuance. In fact, this is where they do take some criticism for being too meticulous.
Mm.
But the touring band that they put together is so highly, the level of musicianship is just not to be believed.
but I do wonder, though, how this sort of meticulous sense of control mm-hmm. in a live setting, mm-hmm. How those two can sort of balance each other out to have an effective concert.
Well, I think they're very conscious of it, and I think they strike a very good balance. You will hear a guitarist take a solo, and he'll be quoting liberally from the solo that you know on the record. So he obviously knows the solo. It's in his ear the way it's in all of our ears. But he's also dancing around it and doing new things with it and going off on his own for long stretches. You know, the other night we heard Black Cow, and you could hear in the piano solo, the guy knew the recording piano solo, but he was doing his own version of it and then taking off from there.
But what about the songs on the albums that are, let's say, B-rate songs? I mean, how do the fans react to that?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, you're talking about a band that came of age during an era when the album really was the signature piece of work. It was seen as something like close to a novel. Like it really achieved this level of people were not going to pad out albums, people of Steely Dan's caliber. And so with Steely Dan, you really don't have B-tracks. You don't have songs where people are going to get up and go get a beer. Every single song is really, you know, of a very high standard. So playing the whole album through is actually an interesting way of them getting to know the material in a new way and for audiences to learn how the stuff works live in a new way.
Tim, the name of this tour is Rent Party 09. You mentioned that Steely Dan uses a lot of bizarre lyrics, a lot of irony, a lot of wordplay. Is that, would you say that's a trademark, really?
Oh, that's definitely a trademark. And Rent Party is actually sort of literal for their world because it's, you know, the economy crashes and so we're throwing a rent party. But it has a tradition in jazz of being, you know, we're jazz bows and we're out playing all the time and we have to throw ourselves a rent party to make the rent.
All right. Well, we'll see if they do that, won't we?
Yeah.
All right. Here and now, rock critic Tim Riley with his take on Steely Dan. Tim, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.